The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sukkah has been dedicated by Celia and Isaac Jamal, Hashem Alehem Yehyu Amen, for the Hatzlecha of their dear children. May they see much nachat from all of them. May they all grow up and get married in the right time and have children healthily, happily, with beracha v'atzlacha. And may they see descendants and descendants of their descendants. Ad bi'ad goel sedek. Amen. The Masechet has also been dedicated La'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Adel Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden. Amen. Again by Celia and Isaac Jamal. Tisku L'mitzvot. Daf Lamid Bet. Today's daf has been dedicated in memory of Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied Rifu'a Shelema Hakam Obadiah ben Gurjia. Enna refana lo, betok shar chulei amo Yisrael, amen. Today's daf is being studied, le'ilu nishmat ha-meruhemet, she'nefteret b'kitzur yamin v'shanim, mazal, bat frida, meduket b'yesurim. Ruach Hashem tanihena began Eden, amen. Today's daf is being dedicated in honor of our dear friends in Aventura, Florida, Mr. and Mrs. Roger and Raquel Baghdadi. Hashem Alehem Yehyu. Amen. We begin today's daf on Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, and we will start three lines after they get wide. Shel Asherah Veshel Ir Anidahat. We learned in the Mishnah that a lulav of an Asherah, that's a tree that they worshipped, Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah, and the Ir HaNidachat is a city that the majority of its inhabitants worship Avodah Zarah. So you get a lulav from those two situations. So the Mishnah says pasul. The Gemara says she'el Asherah pasul. Are you telling me that the Asherah is pasul if you get a lulav from such a tree? Lulav she'el Avodah Zarah lo yitol. A lulav of Avodah Zarah, that means a lulav that they used to serve Avodah Zarah. For example, maybe the way they served Avodah Zarah is they throw the lulav in front of it, or they use it as like some type of accessory towards, they sweep in front of the Avodah Zarah, something like that. So it's a lulav shel Avodah Zarah, lo yitol. You shouldn't use it as a lulav. Ve'im natal kasher. But if you used it, it's okay. So the Gemara wants to know, what do you mean? If the lulav shel Avodah Zarah, why is it different than Asherah? Asherah, you're telling me, is pasul. But the lulav shel Avodah Zarah is kasher. Now what's the logic why it should be kasher? So she says, lulav shel Avodah Zarah, shishimshu bo l'Avodah Zarah. You used it to serve Avodah Zarah. Lechabed lefanei akarka. For example, to sweep in front of it the ground. Ina mesh avodata b'lulav, la'aviru lefaneha. The way you serve it is by shaking your lulav in front of it. They throw the lulav to the Avodah Zarah. Lo yitol, de ma'is legavawa. It's ma'us. You can use a lulav that had an Avodah Zarah connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's disgusting. Dim natal kasher, de'afal gav, de'isure hana'ahu. Even though Avodah Zarah is one of the things that are asur b'hana'ah, the mitzvot lav le'anot nitanu. But mitzvot are not for benefit. Mitzvot are not given for pleasure. Which means when you have an item that's asur b'hana'ah, so you cannot physically benefit from it. Which you cannot use it for personal use. But when you're using an item for a mitzvah, it's not considered hana'ah. So therefore, it's not considered using an item that's asur. That she explains, kulumar, en kiyum mitzvot hana'at ha'guf. Fulfilling the mitzvot is not a physical pleasure. Ela avodat eved lerabo. It's servitude. The service of a servant to his master. That's an obligation. It's not a hana'ah. So the Gemara's question is, make up your mind. You tell me an Asherah and the Mishnah is pasul. You tell me lulav avodah zarah is kasher. What's the difference? They're both isur hana'ah. Why should one be kasher, one be pasul? The Gemara says, a difference. Acha be'ashera de Moshe askenan dechetute mechtat shi'ure. Our Mishnah is talking about a specific Ashera, the Ashera in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael. And on those Asherahs, the Torah says ve'asherehem tisrefun ba'esh, that you have to burn the Ashera. And since you have to burn these Asheraz. So we have a rule that anything that's omed to be burnt is considered burnt. And therefore it's lacking shi'ur. Like as she said in the Mishnah, shi'ur of a lulav we said is for tefahim. If you don't have a shi'ur, if it's considered burnt, so you're lacking shi'ur. So therefore it's pasul. Look at that she. Ba'ashira de Moshe. Otam shayu b'sha'at kibush Eretz Yisrael. Now those Asherot that were around when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, shitzrichan ha-katuv serifai kadikhtiv asherahem tisrefun ba'esh. Ve'lulav sarich shi'ur. Ve'ahai keman de mechtat shi'ure, keman de l'srafa daikanameh. Gemara says, I'll bring a proof from the Mishnah that that must be the case. Diktani dumya de'ir anidachat. Shema' minna. The Mishnah put two cases, shel asherah v'shel anidachat, to tell us that there's a similarity between the two cases. Just like an ir anidachat, you have to burn all the shalal, you have to burn all the loot of the city. So it's got to be burnt. So it's the same thing over there. Asherah, we're talking about asherah, it's got to be burnt. So therefore also has the same din mechatotem mechtat shi'urah. Only question the Rishonim will ask over here is, but Avodah Zarah also you have to burn. Which means an item that you use for Avodah Zarah is also a subhanah, and you have to burn it as well. So therefore, what's the difference? You tell me the Hadush is, no, this is the ones of Moshe Rabbeinu when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, chetutim mechtat shi'ureh. What, and regular Avodah Zarah? It's also a sur. I mean, Avodah Zarah, you sweep in front of the Avodah Zarah with this lulav. This lulav is a subhanah, you got to burn it also. So then what's the difference? So the Rishonim over here say an answer like this. There's a difference between Avodah Zarah of a Goy and Avodah Zarah of a Jew. A Goy is able to be mevatel his Avodah Zarah, which means if he worships like something or uses something for Avodah Zarah, he can then nullify it. He can say, you know, I rescind, then I take it back, and then the item reverts back not to becoming Isur. A Goy has the ability to mevatel his Avodah Zarah. Whereas a Jew that worships Avodah Zarah, there's no bitul. He cannot revert the item and change it back. So now Mishnah, we're talking about the Asherah and the Taz of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was what? Those were Asherot that the Jews were worshipping. And therefore, since the Jews were worshipping these Asherot, so therefore, in the times of Isaiah, the Jews worshipped Avodah Zarah, it seems, when they entered Eretz Yisrael, during the times of the Shoftim, let's say, there was Avodah Zarah in Klal Yisrael. So these type of Asherot, they have to be burnt. But there's no way to get them off. There's no way to Avodah Zarah them, mevatel them. So therefore they remain Asur. But she'en ken, the lulav shel Avodah Zarah that we're talking about over here is lulav shel Avodah Zarah v'goy. So since he's able to be mevatel, even if he doesn't mevatel him yet, since they're able to be mevatel, they don't have a din of chatutem mechtat shi'ureh, which is even though it's omed l'saref and all that, but since you're able to, there's a way out. So therefore they don't become asur mitam serefa, and therefore lacking a shi'ur. So it's a haluk between a lulav of a Yisrael of Avodah Zarah or a goy of Avodah Zarah. That's the way the Rishonim want to say. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah, Niktam Rosho. So Niktam Rosho is where, according to Rashi, we learned the top of the lulav is clipped off. So we said, Niktam Rosho Pasul. So Rashi learned in the Mishnah, what's the reason why Niktam is Pasul? Dela Have Hadar. So Rashi said it's lacking Hadar. The lulav has to be Hadar. When it's cut off on the top, it doesn't have its beauty. So Amar Avuna Lo Shanu Ela Niktam. The Mishnah only discusses Niktam where it's actually cut off. Aval Nizdak Kasher. Okay, now what would be Nizdak? So it literally means split. Okay, so where are we going to see that? That would be in your Pirush Hais 445. You see what they're learning over here, at least the way that she's learning, you have the Lulav, okay? So you have your Shidra. Now you follow your Shidra all the way up, so you get to the top leaf over there. Okay, the top Elyon. And you split it. She means it's split. Okay, so you see it's Nizdak. It's not cut off, but it just has like a split down the middle. Okay, look at Rashi. Dibura Matheel. Nizdak. Nizdak Rashe Ha'alin. Okay, the top leaves have a split down the middle. So the Mishnah is making, the Gemara is making a diyuk. Niktam is pasul, but nizdak, still there, just split a little, it's kasher. So Terat, the Gemara says, ben nizdak, kasher. What do you mean? Niktam and nizdak is kasher. Ve'atanya, lulav, regarding a lulav, kafuf. Kafuf would be its hunchback, right? It's bent. If you look in your Pirush Chayes again, lulav kafuf, it's like an old man, Rashi says. You know, because it all goes up, but then the top of it, his head is like hunched over. Okay, look at the Rashi kafuf. Rosho kafuf ke'agmon, domot le'ish gibben, like a guy with a hunchback, vazaken, an old man, shirashen, shahin, v'kefufin le'mata. Their heads are bent over, downward. Okay, that's called the lulav kafuf. Now, you have another type of lulav, kavutz. Kavutz is a lulav that has thorns on it. Okay? If you look at 451 in the Pirush Chai, you see there's a lulav over here. It's got these little thorns coming out of it on the side. So therefore, it's also no good. She says, Shiyotzin b'shidra shelo uksin. Kemo kotzin. Yeah, little thorns coming out of the lulav. Okay? It's kavutz. Saduk. Okay, saduk is split, which is the top leaves are split. Akum dome le magal. If it's curved like a magal, okay, like a sickle, okay, so that you'll have
a reaping iron.
Right, you'll have the 457. The Gemara is going to say the case is when you have a sickle shaped lulav where it's lefanav. Which means when you're holding the lulav, okay, the shidra is in front of you, when it curves outward, away from you. Okay, that's when the lulav is going to be pasul, when it curves like a sickle. Okay, the Gemara is going to say that. Harut pasul. Okay, also a lulav that is harut. What is harut? So look at Rashi, harut, second line, kasher. The lulav became hardened. What do you mean became hardened? What happens is in the winter, the leaves fall off the lulav. The shidra becomes hardened. The nasa etz. So therefore, when you have a hardened lulav that they call a harut, it is pasul. Because all these cases are pasul. Now, dome le harut kasher. What is domel laharut? Rashi, hitkil et kashot v'adayin lo na'asa etz. It started to harden, but it didn't become a wood tree-like, so it's kasher. Now, the point is, the Gemara's question is obviously from nisdak. How mishnah's mashman nisdak is kasher, only niktam is pasul. But from the Braita it says clearly, nisdak is one of the ones that are pasul. So Rav Papa answers, Amar Rav Papa, the avid kehimnak. Hibnak, Rashi. Elad amar papa. Hadiktani saduk pasul. That which we said in the Mishnah in this Braita. Saduk pasul. Lafshin is deku Rashi adino shidra. So I'm talking about where the top leaves became split or the shidra became split. You're right, that would be kasher. Elad the avid kehimnak. Shil barzel. Which is like an iron fork. Shel sofrim sheyesh lo shne rashim verosho echad mefutzal. It has two heads and it's split. Kach gadal aludav kimin shte shidraot mahatzit alav lekan umahatzit alav lekan. It has like two heads. Half it's coming out of the right and if it's coming out of the left. You want to see a case like that? That would be
like a Y.
Like a Y, exactly. Like a Y would be the exact place. You see over here, he quotes you this word that she gives you over here, shel sofrim, right? That's like a metal item that's split down the middle. Right? Like a
thing that makes the surface.
Right, like a compass maybe. Well, actually, they're putting the letter in the... it's holding the letter. Like shel sofrim, it's holding the letter. He quotes it over here as a Yeah, that's different. That's the that's not what Rashi's saying. Mm-hmm. This is what Rashi's saying. This is the Aramaic word over here, or the French word, I should say. Okay, it's a type of item that the sofrim use, I guess, to put their letters in it, that's so it's holding it. Yeah. Okay, now in a lulav, that would be like a the letter Y. If you look in your Rabbeinu Hananel, you do see a one picture of what it would look like, but that's only on. Right, that's the himna. It's like a chidra, and it opens up on both sides. We have halim on both sides of it. Okay? Yeah, if you look in your Pirush Chayes, it's 462. Kimin shte shidraot. It's like you have two shidraot, two spines. Mahasit alav dekan, mahasit alav dekan. Right over there.
At the top.
Okay, it's like forks open on top and it goes to the two sides. That's already nizdak. That's already pasul. But if the leaves, according to that, she has on top or a little split, or even the shidra, a little split, that's kasher. Okay, now we go to the next case.
So the one that says pasul means that it was split in the middle.
The one that says pasul is when it's like a himnak.
But
no, that's the pasul. But that's two lulavim. It's mamash split like two shidraot. But if the top of the lulav is split a little, according to Rashi, it's nizdak as kasher. Now, amarava lo amaran el. I'm sorry. Akum dome le magal. So we said if it's bent like a sickle, so ama. So we said it's pasul. Amarava lo amaran el lefanav. That's only talking about lefanav, which means when you're holding the lulav. It's sickled, it's bent forward, okay, in front of you. Again, when you hold the lulav, the spine is in front of you. But however, if it's bent backwards, which means towards you, right, you look at your picture 458, right, where you see it's bent towards him, so the Gemara says, Briyatahu. That's considered the way it's created, that's considered acceptable. That would be natural, that would be kasher. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman comes along and says, listadin kilfanav dame. If it's bent, listadin. Okay, to the side. What would be the case of listadin? Yeah, to the right or to the left, exactly. So we have a mahloket, how to learn listadin. Meaning in the halakha. Just looking for a picture of listadin. Yeah, maybe it's this picture over here. Akum domele magal listadin, 453. You see? It's going to this, it's bending, right, it's bending to the right or bending to the left. It's not going like an arc in front or in the back. He's holding it, it bends sideways.
How you hold it?
He's bending the other, no, you're holding it, again, you're always holding it, but the shidra is towards you. Yeah, this, no, shidra, the spine is towards you. No, the green thick center of the lulav, that's the shidra, is always towards you. Okay, so when we say it's pasul, it means when it goes out, the fanav, meaning in front of you, it arcs like a sickle. When it arcs towards you like a sickle, that's kasher. Now the question is, when you're holding it, okay, I have a picture in there, what number?
Mem Dalet.
In the Hod Vahadar, also you see, when you're holding it straight, but the lulav veers either to the right, it bends, or to the left. So we have a machloket in this in the Gemara. Listadin, kilifanav dame. Someone says it's klefanav, therefore it's pasul. The Amri like laharav dame, and someone says it's kasher. It's like a harav. The Amar Rava then says, "Hai luleva, this lulav, desalik behad hutsa, that its leaves only go on one side, one-sided lulav, ba'al mumu, it's blemished upasul." Now, what's the case where all the leaves are going on one side? So you want to see that?
Doesn't contain
hadar. Yeah, this would be 464. You see, you have a shidra, and you have leaves coming out on one side. Okay, it's a one-sided lulav. The other side has no leaves coming out of it. Normally, the lulav has leaves coming on both sides of the shidra in the middle. So this is called a ba'al mum, this type of lulav, and therefore it's pasul. She says shekol alav mitzad echad. Okay, which we understand that. Okay, now we go further. Okay, now we go to the next case. Nifritzu alav. How do we learn nifritzu alav in the Mishnah? All the leaves according to Rashi were ripped off. They're not on the Shidra. The only way they're staying attached is by tying it. Okay, Nifritsu Alav, we saw that in our pictures over here, in 155 in the Hama'or, where you just had a bunch of, you know, leaves. You're separated from each other and you tied them. Okay. So the Gemara says, Amara Papa, Nifritsu, if let's say they were Nifrats, Da'avid ki Hufiya, they become like a broom. That's what it is. Like a broom has all the leaves separate and you have it tied to keep them together. So that's why it's pasul. Chofi has a broom. Nifredu the ifrud ifrude. Now we said nifredu, we said it's kasher. What does that mean, ifrud ifrude? It's still attached to the spine, just on top they open up a little. Like in the picture book we saw 156. Right? It's all attached to the spine. It's just as it goes up, they separate, they spread apart from each other. Nifridu alav, we said, is?
Kashir.
Okay? Alright, so I just went back for a minute to explain that where the she learned the ki himnak was like a Y where it split all the way down to the Shidra. The Shulchan Aruch learns that the ki himnak is talking about where the top of the lulav, the top leaves are separate like a Y on top, and therefore that would be pasul. Okay, let's go further now. So we said nifritsu is pasul, nifridu is kasher. Ba'ira papa, nechleka tiyomet mahu. Means if the tiyomet, what is tiyomet? Tiyomet is the top leaf of the lulav. All the leaves of the lulav are doubled, which means it's tiyomet is two.
Teumim,
it's doubled. So if the top leaf going all the way up the spine of the lulav, getting to the top point, if that was split, nechlekat tiyomet. Now, if you want to see a picture of nechlekat tiyomet, you will see here in different interpretations over here.
In
473. You're seeing over here. Nunheh, where? Let's see Nunheh. Can I see Nunheh in that, please? Nunheh. Ah, well, that's actually Tosfot. Let's catch Rashi first. Nun Gimal. Rashi. Shnei Adin Elyonim Sa'im. You have the two top middle leaves. Sheshama Shidra Kale, where the Shidra ends. You gotta follow the spine up. And then once you end the spine, you have two connecting leaves, right? They come out of the spine. Nechleku zemize. They separated, Nunhe, Nun Gima. They separated from themselves. Benisteka Shidra Adalin Chilematamen. So really, it's not that they split in the center split. The leaf itself split. It's talking about the two leaves that come out of the Shidra, which are normally together, that's a tiyomet. Tiyomet is two leaves. The two, not the split of the two, of one. I mean, the two that come out of the Shidra, right out of the Shidra, they split.
They separate.
Like the picture over here of
twin leaves.
Nun Dal is a very good one.
Like Nun Gima, actually.
The splitting, if you want to see.
That's fine. It's
not the splitting of the center leaf, according to Rashi. No. It's the when you follow the Shidra up, and right out of the Shidra, there's two leaves that are connected. Mm. Two. One on the right, one on the left. They're connected, and that split. Mm-hmm. Not the actual... two leaves down the center of the Shidra split. Exactly. That's what it's saying. Those two leaves. They're called the tiyomet.
So he
says to the Shidra. Says to the Shidra.
All the way till the spine.
So again, look at the Gemara's question. Ba'era papa. Nechlekat tiyomet ma'ut. All the way down. Look at Rashi. Shnei alin elyonin. The two.
The twin leaves.
Twin leaves on top. Imsa'im. Shesham Shidra kale. Where the Shidra ends. Nechleku ze mizim nistika Shidra ad alin chilematamim. Which is went all the way down from the Shidra to the. From the leaves to the spine. Tashema, Damar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yoshua ben Nevi, Nitlat Tiyomet Pasul. So it says Nitlat Tiyomet. If the Tiyomet was cut off, so it's Pasul. My love, Huadi Nechleka. So it's saying Huadi. Not only if it was cut off, but Huadi if it was split. Gemara says Lo Nitlat Shani. Nitlat's different. Deha Hasele. Because it's lacking. Ikade Amri Amar Muhammad Yeshua ben Nevi Nehlekat Tiyomet Na'asa Kemishin Netlat Tiyomet Upasul. Someone say no, that there's no difference between Nehleka and Niktema. Either way, it's going to be Pasul. Gemara goes further. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meshum Rabbi Telfon, Kapot Temarim. Rabbi Yehuda said, we have a lulav that's starting to split on the top, meaning Nifridu Alav. It's still attached to the Shidra. Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to tie it. Okay? You have to tie the lulav on top. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meshum Rabbi Telfon, Kapot Temarim. When the Torah calls a lulav, Kapot Temarim, he learns Kafut. Kafut means tied. Imaya parud, meaning if it was separated, you have to tie it. So the way does the Buddha learn his law of tying the lulav? From the word kapot, which is kafut. Who told you the word kapot tamarim is lulav? I mean, we took it for granted. Kapot tamarim is lulav. Who told you? Emma haruta. Maybe it's haruta. What is the haruta? So it's the branch of the lulav that becomes hardened. That she says, "Anaf adekam shenit kasher shteshtarim." When the branch of the lulav is on the tree for 2 years, it becomes hard like a tree. V'yotzin bo lulavin arbe shenashlu alehem, and the leaves fall off of it. V'nit kasher gamim v'nasu etz zepone legav zepone lekan kanfesh ari lanot. It becomes like the branches of the trees. But the branches start growing out of the palm tree, you know, from all sides, but there's no leaves anymore. So when it says kapot temarim, maybe it's these branches. Who told you it's a palm branch like that? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Ba'inan kafut veleka. It's got to be able to kafut, to tie it. Now, this is just a branch, nothing to tie. But what does kafut mean? Obviously, you have to have leaves that are tieable.
Yeah.
If you just have a branch, could you tie anything on a branch? Of course not. So the fact that this is kapot temarim, we learned that it cannot be talking about the branch because there's no leaves on the branch. Good? Look at Rashi. Bain and kapot, shimaya parud, meaning that if it was separate, yichfetenu. Ve'are ze parud, ve'en ata yachol lechofto. שיעו ענפיו הפירודים כאן וכאן נחפתים ומתמעקים אצל אביהם שמחוברים בו לפי שקשינם, which means it's too hard. When you have this branch, when it hardens already after 2-3 years, and you have some of the leaves that are sticking out, those are hardened now. There's no way you could tie them already. It's like a regular branch that has hard leaves sticking out of it. Therefore, it's pasul, because when the Torah says kapot temarim, it has to be able to be nechfat, tied. Since it cannot be, so therefore it's not referring to that. Okay, now we go to the next case. Ve'ema ufta. Maybe it's referring to ufta. What does she say? What does he call it?
A log.
A log. Look at that. She says, "Mi'ikar adek," right from the actual trunk of the palm tree. Shu halak, smooth. Then anaf yotzim emenu lekaruk. You don't even have any leaves at all. She'en leka kaput emenu. So the Gemara says that can't be kaput. Mechlal deika parud, which means when the Torah calls it the udaf kaput emarim, it's mas has the ability to become separated. Here, there's nothing can become separated. There's no leaves. Kaput means you got to tie it. Tying it implies what? That is the ability to become separated. A log has no leaves on it, so that cannot be that. So the Gemara says, the log is kafut omed olam. It's already permanently tied. The ema kufra, maybe it's referring to kufra, that she says, "Hainu nami etz ken haruta." It's also referring to the shoot of the palm tree. El adain ben shana u'shte shanim. It's 1 or 2 years old. It's the wood of it, the spine is not hardened yet. Which is you can tie the leaves to each other. Also, what's the problem with that one? The way of the Torah is peaceful. Why is this not a peaceful item? Because in the kufra stage, there's like thorns coming out of it.
A rose.
Right? And therefore, that's not a pleasant hold. How are you going to hold it? You're going to hurt yourself. Uchtiketim. Amar Rabatos father Rabina, ve'ema tarte kape tamre. A new thing. When it says kapot temarim, maybe it means you have to take two clusters of dates. What is temarim? Temarim is dates.
Yeah.
Kapot temarim, two clusters of dates, which are mamash dates. They take the tree with the dates on them, okay, and take them. So the Gemara says kapat ketiv. Well, it can't be two. Because if you look at the Torah, it doesn't say kaput with a vav.
No,
it says kapat. Okay, ve'ema hada. So take one cluster of dates. So the Gemara says, "Lahu kaf karine." A cluster of dates is called a kaf, not a kapot or kapat. And therefore, when it says kapot de marim, it must be referring to the actual leaves themselves, the tree, and not the dates. Okay. Tzineh harab barzil kishera. Those are the lulavim that grow in a certain place called harab barzil. Those are the short lulavim. Now, what was the point of these things here? The leaves are short. They don't go all the way up the spine. Okay? There's basically two types of tzineh harab barzil. I'll speak to it outside. You have your lulav. You have the leaf starts to grow on the bottom of the lulav, up right where the top of the top ends. That's where the bottom of the next one begins. So there's no empty part. You have a leaf right where it ends. The next one begins. It ends by the head. The next one bottom starts. That's going to be kashir. However, on a sinara barzel, where let's say it grows, the leaf grows, then there's a space. And then the next one starts where they don't reach each other. Yeah. That's going to be pasul. That's what the Gemara is going to say. It has to grow in a way where the top of the first leaf reaches the bottom of the leaf above it. Mm-hmm. But if it doesn't reach pasul, now the Gemara says that. It's only kasher when the head of one leaf reaches the base of another leaf. Abal in rosh shelze magi al tzadik karosh shelze pasul. Good. Tanya lemeachet tzineh barzel pesula. We have one bright that says the tzineh, the kalim that grow from this place, harab barzel is pesula. Anantena and keshera. We look at Rav Shlach keshera. Ela shma mina kabaye shma mina. Well, it's like kabaye. Depends if the leaves reach or not. Viika deralve le mirma. Some actually bring a contradiction. Tena one mishnah says tzineh barzel kasher. Batanya pesula. We have a bright that says pesula. But Rav Yehuda kasher. Kach rosh shelze magi al tzadik karosh shelze. Kach en rosh shelze magi al tzadik karosh. So that's basically the answer of Sinat Bazel, if they reach or not. Amar Rabbi Marion, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Devi, Amir Atani Rabah, Bar Bare Meshum, Rabban Yohanan ben Zakai. Shte Temarot. There are two palm trees. Yesh Bege ben Hinnam. Ge ben Hinnam, that she says is like a valley next to Yerushalayim. Ve'oleh Ashan ben Ahim. And between these two palm trees, smoke rises between them. Vezeu sheshaninu sine hara barzel kesherot. And that's what we're talking about. When we say sine hara barzel, it's those trees over there. That's exactly what sine hara barzel is. We're referring to lulavim like that. Vezui petach gehinam. The smoke that you see coming between those two trees, that's exactly the opening of gehinam. Lulav sheyesh bo shlosha tefachim. So we said in the Mishnah that a lulav has to have three tefachim plus an extra tefach in order to shake it. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Shi'ur hadas v'araba shlosha. Kedi shi'ur av hadas n'araba is three tefachim. Ve'lulav arba'a. Kedi shi'ur lulav yotze min hadas tefach. Which we want the lulav to be above the hadas, which is the leaves of the lulavim. The leaf of it goes above, protrudes above, so you can see the lulav. So when you shake it, you see the lulav shaking. It's not covered by the hadas and araba. ורבי פנח אמר רבי יוחנן שדרוש של לולב צריך שיצא מן ההדס תפח. He has different. The panach is the spine itself for the leaves. The spine has to be a tefach more than the hadas, and then the leaves going up. So the first shita says no. As long as you have the leaves protrude a tefach above the hadas, I don't care how big the spine is. According to the panach, no, the spine itself has to be four tefachim, one tefach above the hadas, and then the leaves continue to go up. That's the machloket. So the Gemara continues. I'm going to ask some questions. Gemara says, "Rabbi Yohanan, shedrosh shelulav says she has to be hadas tefach." Okay, Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, lulav she has po shlosha tefachim. If you have a lulav that has three tefachim, kedel le'na'naya bo kasher. It's much better. You only have to have a lulav of three tefachim. You're telling me everybody else you have to have a lulav of four. How can you learn the Mishnah? Lulav she has po shlosha tefachim. Ema uchde le'na'naya bo kasher. Meaning, lulav that has a three tefachim and a fourth tefach in order to shake it. So it's three plus one. More kedeitle or more kedeitle. And each rabbi going according to his opinion. One says it's got to be spine, four tefachim, and one says no, the leaves just above it have to be one tefach above. Good. Tashema, shiur hadas v'araba shlosha. The shiur of hadas v'araba is what? Three. V'lulav arba'a. So the lulav is one tefach more than the rest. The hadas naraba. My love, bahade alin. So the Gemara is assuming over here that what? It means bahade alin, including the leaves. Which means so long as you have one tefa higher, so you're okay. That's going like the first opinion. The Gemara says, lo, lebad me'alin. Besides the leaves. Don't judge the leaves. Just with spine. The spine itself has to be a tefah above, yeah. And then you include the leaves. Good. Gufa. Shiur hadas ma'arabah shlosha. The shiur of hadas ma'arabah three tefahim. Velulav. Arba'ah. Rabbi Tarfon omer, be'ama bat hamisha tefahim. Rabbi Tarfon comes along and says, now we have an amma. An amma can either be six tefahim. That's if you have a normal tefah. But sometimes there's a bigger tefah, and the amma will be five tefahim. So he says, you should know, at this point we're thinking, the hadas that you're using, cannot be three tefahim. The hadas that you're using has to be big hadasim. Five tefahim. An amma of five tefahim. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shara le marel Rabbi Tarfon. God should forgive Rabbi Tarfon for what he's saying. Hashta avot shelosha lo mashkehinam. We can't find the hadas three tefahim. Bat hamisha mevaya? You think we're going to be able to find that? That's a five tefachim? I mean, for hadash, you got to find it, Mr. Dashim. You have to find it. It has the three leaves going all up its branch. To find the three tefachim hadash is hard. Now the Brit Tefachim is telling you, it's got to be five tefachim. So he says, well, God should forgive him. He's giving us an impossibility over here. We can't find the three tefachim hadash. They tell me five tefachim? So no, that's not what he meant. Yatar Avdimi, Amar, Amma Bat Shisha Tefahim. But he was saying like this. When you're giving these Shi'urim over here of Hadas 3 and Lula 4, what type of Tefahim are you measuring? Mm-hmm. So he says, take an Amma of 6 Tefahim and break the Amma of 6, split it into 5. Therefore, each Tefah is a Tefah and a fifth. It's a tefah plus, which is when we say tefah, so therefore technically your hadas is going to be 3 3/5 tefahim. Because it's talking about a tefah.
So heck, maybe?
Right, no, a tefah of a 5 tefah amma. Right, no, you have 6 tefahim, right? Take 6 and put it into 5. So if you're making each piece, each tefah, you're making bigger. Why a fifth? So therefore, like I said, each instead of 3, it means 3 3/5 tefahim. So the Gemara says, "Ase ota bat hamisha." Take 3 of those shiurim for hadas. Okay, and then a quarter more. Then you got to go for the lulav. And the Gemara explains. Your hadas is going to be 3 3/5. Okay. Oh, now so you have a question now. So now when we say 3, it's not really 3. Right. It's 3 3/5. So the Gemara says, Kashya Dishmuel Dishmuel. We have a contradiction now against Shmuel himself. Why? Hacha Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Shur Hadas Ma'araba Shlosha. Here, Shmuel clearly said the Shur of Hadas is what? 3. Ve'hatam Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha Ketribi Tarfon. In another place, he said Halacha Ketribi Tarfon. If you go like a Tarfon, it means it's 3 3/5. So make up your mind, the Shmuel. Is it 3 or 3 3/5? So the Gemara says, Lo Dak. Shmuel wasn't being precise. When he said 3, he meant 3 3/5.
Not
Lekulah. So, let's give us the next question. Imar Damian Lo Dak Lechomra. When do you go Lo Dak? When you say more than the Shi'ud. I mean, if you would have said 4, okay, you could say Lo Dak. However, Lekulah Miyamrin Lo Dak. If the Shi'ud is 3 3/5, he's not going to say 3. You don't not be precise. So the Gemara says, "Ki ata ravin amar amma bat hamisha tefachim ase ota shisha." The opposite. When the Rabbi Tarfon said amma bat hamisha, he meant take a amma that has 5 tefachim and split it into 6, and therefore each tefah is actually less. Okay, which means now if you're taking a 5 tefachim, okay. Now,
put it into 6.
If you would have, put it this way, if you would have a 6 tefachim, half of 6 would be 3 tefachim. If you'd have a 5 tefachim, half of it would be 2 1/2. So therefore, when you're saying the shi'ur of a hadas is 3, no, it's really half of a 5 tefachim amma, which is 2 1/2. So when he said 3, lo dak,
it was the
chumrah al-kula, which means he went more than the shi'ur. So the Gemara says, tzemen shlosha lehadas, take 3 for hadas, vashah lelulav, kama havulehu, treu palga. That would be 2 1/2. Again, Tanakama says it's got to be 3. When the bitarfon comes along and says, nah, you're going with an amma of six. That's why you got three, because it's half an amma. I'm saying, no, go with an amma of five. I never go with half. Yes. Tana kama said three. Which is, you're taking a regular amma, and half of it is three. He's saying, no, go half an amma of five to fahim. And if you go half an amma of five to fahim, it's two and a half. And to that, Shmuel came along and said, two and a half, he agrees with the bitar fon. Wait a minute, but you said three. And the Gemara says, soft kach the Shmuel, at the Shmuel, lo dak. V'ayinu lechumra lo dak. V'amar avunam ha-Shmuel halakha ke the bitar fon. So since he's halakha to the bitar fon, we have no problem. And if it comes out, we have a machloket gedola on what the shiur of a hadas is. Is it either three tefahim? Correct. Three is more machmeh than two and a half. Right. Lo dak lechumra. And he said, need more. You don't need three. You don't need three. You get away with two and a half. For the benefit of our listeners to Masechet Sukkah, we are referring to several books when we refer to illustrations and pictures. One of them is Hamma'or Hamivu'ar. That is the picture book on Masechet Sukkah. And also a new book called Ha'od Ve'ha'hadar. So we will refer to it on the tapes and in the audio. We'll refer to both of those books and as well Perush Hai on Masechet Sukkah.